Get ready to drop the puck, take a free throw, and step up to the plate. It's time for the Metro East Sports Podcast on lineupmedia.fm.
From the Lineup Media Studios in beautiful downtown Edwardsville, welcome to the Metro East Sports Podcast, season number 3, show number 11, recorded Monday, April 18th, 2022. Thanks to partners Cassens, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, Callaway Home Loans, Keller Williams Marquee, Jeb and Ginger Blasting Game, Integrity Spine and Joint Center, Front Office Fiduciary Network, Oak Brook Golf Club, and Rosenthal License and Title Services. We're talking all things sports in the Metro East. I'm Dave Leip. Show number 11 features a whole bunch of basketball. Mespe winners for basketball. From Civic Memorial High School, Kelby Zupan, 3A, Mespe winner for player of the year, guest number 1. Guest number 2, Dennis Reuter and his 1A player of the year. From Jabot Catholic High School, Caden Augustine. And guest number 3, Charlize Lehman of Father McGivney High School, which is our 1A girls team of the year. Before we get to Kelby, 3 things you can do to help. Number 1, subscribe to our podcast. It's free. You love it. And I think I already mentioned it's free. Number 2, follow us on all of our social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and check us out on YouTube. If you don't get on YouTube, you won't see all the crazy, stupid things that I do, like fall over in my chair, the lights go off occasionally, all kinds of dumb things happen. And number 3, if you have a story idea, please email me at mespdave@gmail.com. And remember, you can nominate your favorite team for Integrity Spine and Joint Center, Metro East Team of the Month. Could be a park and rec team, could be a middle school team, a high school team, you name it. To nominate a team of the month, send your suggestion to mespdave@gmail.com. Please put team of the month in the subject line. All right, 3A Mespe winner for girls basketball player of the year. Welcome to the show, Kelby Zupan.
Thanks for having me.
I feel like we've been on a run of Civic Memorial girls basketball tribute here lately. We've had Coach Arb on. We had your buddy Claire on last week, Christensen.
Yep.
And now you're here.
Yep.
Do you feel like a celebrity? You're doing this is your second podcast in 2 weeks. You did Coach Speak.
Yeah, did that. I mean,
with Bill Roseberry.
Yeah, they're fun. Get to talk more, reminisce on the season.
Do you like reminiscing on the season?
Yeah, since I won't be able to play again. Yeah, reminiscing a little bit.
All right. I told you we were going to start off with softball, and I meant it. So you guys are 4-3 in softball?
Sounds about right.
That's what I saw. One loss in the conference, but you personally are tearing it up.
Trying to.
At the plate, especially.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good up there, for sure.
You love softball.
I love softball. Love softball.
Do you love it as much as basketball?
They were in the same level for a little bit when I was younger, but I loved softball a little bit more. That was really what I wanted to go to college for.
Really?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people would be surprised by that. I think a lot of people know you as a basketball player. Yeah. Especially with all the success.
Yeah, a lot of people know me more of basketball and not softball.
But you're a shortstop.
Yes.
And you love the glove?
Yes.
But you're crushing it at the plate, man. How many home runs? You had 2 in one game.
Well, the first game we had, I had a inside the park, which because Wood River didn't have a
fence. Don't roll your eyes at it. It's a big deal. You're just rolling your eyes at it like it's no big deal.
But then I had 2 in one game, and then I had another one in another game, and I just had one the other night.
Hmm. Awesome. What number are you hitting in the lineup? Third?
I'm third, yes.
What I thought I saw.
Yeah.
You guys had a big win over O'Fallon. You put up like 18 runs in that. It was like 18-15. I saw that one. Yeah. So anyway, but
playing
you're
pretty good. Probably the best we've played my all 4 years. Probably the best solid team. But there's still a lot of work to do.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
And you had a game canceled today.
Yes.
Because
lots of games have been canceled.
Isn't it been a terrible terrible spring as a spring sport coach? It's been like the coldest, windiest, worst spring.
Yeah. Our first couple games were actually pretty warm and they weren't bad at all, but then started raining and we've had so many canceled games.
Hmm. So you got into softball when you were just a little kid, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Who got you into it?
My dad got me into both basketball and softball.
Okay. Let's talk about basketball now. Player of the year. Driving force behind that offense. Mm-hmm. Bringing the ball down the floor, but you're also not afraid to shoot it, and you like to shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched a few of your films. I've seen you play a little bit. But you like to play defense, too.
Oh, yeah. Defense is most important in the game.
Would you call yourself a very competitive person?
Yes, for sure. I do not like to lose.
Have you always been like that?
Yeah, for the most part.
What will you remember about this historic season? Because it was historic. This was the first time CM had reached the Final Four, the state playoff series, in girls basketball. What will you remember about this season?
Just the fun that I've had with the team and just how it all came into play and how we did it all together. I'm not going to remember every single loss, and I feel like in the moment I thought a loss was awful, but mostly just remembering the team and the girls I got to play with and just got to share the memory with.
You guys were so good. You haven't lost a – Bethalto hasn't lost a game in the conference in 2 years.
Yeah.
What do you attribute that success?
I don't know. I mean, that's always like our number one goal is to win conference. I mean, that's the first thing you got to get through is conference. But we just take it game by game, and our defense is just locks down like teams like that. There's usually good competition in our conference, but we don't like losing to people in our conference. That's not what we're about.
Let's talk about Coach Arb.
What?
Let's talk about Coach Arb.
Yeah.
Calm influence on the bench.
Yeah.
How would you describe playing for him?
He's such a good motivator. We could be down and he's not, or we could make a mistake and he's not the type to rip us out of the game. He wants us to show him that, like, that's not us. Like, he knows what we're capable of, and he lets us prove that to him. And I think that's the most important thing, is not ripping kids out of the game after one mistake. He lets us build from that. And I think that made a lot of the girls better, and not just ripping on them.
Describe the support that you all received from the school and from the community throughout the season.
Oh, I mean, so it was crazy. I mean, we had people even from other schools, like Alton. I know they did, when we went to state, they tried to get their students to wear purple and gold. I mean, just area, like this whole area was just supporting us and wanting the best for us. And it was so cool. And our crowds that we brought to the game, like, seemed like all of Bethalto was there in their purple and gold. And it was so cool.
Really, that is really cool. Mm-hmm. Because that's what everybody that I've brought into has talked about, how much support you guys felt from the community and the fan support. And it seemed like people were ready to get behind you. And the other thing I think that matters is, this wasn't just the first time that you guys have been good. I think you've raised the level of attention over the last several years by creating a standard. So people kind of looked forward to it. And then when it happened, they were ready for it.
Oh, yeah. Like, our teams, every team going through CM is decent in some way. And if they're not good, talented, they work hard. And there was a lot of talented groups that went through that. There was always talk of them going to state. And our fans, that's what our fans wanted. And I think us actually pushing through that and how we were so close, I think that got a lot of people motivated.
All right, I'm going to talk about Cassins, and then I'm going to ask you what you're going to miss the most about CM next year. All right. Thanks to partner Cassins Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, the number one place to purchase a vehicle in the Metro East. If you're in the market for a new or a pre-owned car, check out Cassins inventory in person, where they've been for 25 years, or online at Cassins.com. Cassins has earned the highest ratings for customer service. Their expert staff is committed to making your car buying experience enjoyable, including convenient on-site financing. I've purchased 4 vehicles there, and I will not purchase a vehicle anyplace else. With over 80 years of experience in the Metro East, Cassins is the clear-cut leader for quality, service, and customer satisfaction. Go see Steve, Cliff, Holly, Greg, Bob, Mike, Tony, or Trent today. You drove a nice Jeep up here tonight, young lady.
Yes, I did.
Good for you.
Thank you.
So what are you going to miss about CM next year. You told me you're going to go to Lewis and Clark and that your sports career is over.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so was that a tough choice for you?
I took a lot of thinking. I didn't bring it up to anyone. I've probably been thinking about it since last summer. Just if it's something that I'm really going to be all in for. And I honestly just didn't think my heart could be in for any more of it. And I think that's why I was so like motivated for this year, because I had a feeling in the back of my head that this was going to be my last. And I think the thing that I'm going to miss the most is, I mean, obviously, all those people coming to sport. Like, I'll never be on the floor in front of that many people again. So it's that kind of stuff that, like, makes me kind of miss it. But, yeah, I'm missing that. Just the whole town being together and the girls. Honestly, the girls is what I'm going to miss the most.
Hmm. Any ideas what you want to study?
Nope. Kind of undecided. Wanted to go to Lewis and Clark. I've been thinking about getting into real estate a little bit, but nothing for sure yet.
Be a good real estate agent. Is that what you want to do? Sell houses, sell property, develop property and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's something I've been thinking about, yeah.
I think your competitiveness would help you. And if you're used to being in front of people, I think it would help you too. I think your sports career will help you in whatever you choose to do.
Yeah, hopefully.
Professionally. All right, Kelby Zupan. Well, congratulations on the MESBE. I appreciate you coming in today. And good luck with the rest of the softball season. Supposed to be 80 degrees on Saturday.
I hope so. That's our prom.
Okay.
Hopefully for good weather.
Well, have a good time at prom.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Guest number two tonight, Coach Dennis Reeder of Jabot Catholic High School boys basketball and 1A boys basketball player of the year, MESBE winner for 1A boys basketball, Caden Augustine. But first, everybody loves Caden Augustine because the kid's a great basketball player. But you know what everybody hates? Waiting in line at the DMV. And now you don't have to. Go see the state certified experts at Rosenthal License Service for all your licensing needs, including title work for cars, trucks, motorcycles, ATVs, boats, campers, RVs, and trailers. Located in Edwardsville in the Montclair Shopping Plaza, right across from the DMV, Rosenthal is a local family-owned business that has been serving the Metro East for more than 80 years with fast, friendly service. And they can help you if you need a money order or a notary public. So the next time you need to renew your sticker, save time with a quick and easy visit to my friends at Rosenthal License Service. Or give them a call at 656-6163. Go see John. Go see Francis. Take care of all your sticker needs. Okay, welcome to the show, Coach Reeder.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Mr. Caden Augustine, awesome year. Congratulations to you. And the Hawks had a great year this year.
We really did. We thought we were going to be pretty competitive this year, but we probably did a little better than I thought we could do. And we were really pleased at the end of the year. I thought we kept getting better through the year, so can't ask for more than that.
22-10.
Yeah. At the beginning of the year, I think we probably would have taken 16, 17, 18, and obviously we got a few more.
Now, this was not your first time at the helm.
No.
You've been doing this for, you said, 42, 43 years.
First year, 80, 81, so what's that make it? I think it's 42 then. I guess that makes it, 42 years. I've been head coach at Jabot High School. Thought it was a one-year job 41 years ago.
So what makes this year a great year?
Anytime I think you feel like you got better through the year, anytime you feel like maybe you won a few more than you thought you could win coming into the year, I think that makes it a really good year.
That's wisdom.
Yeah, well, I said we try not to compare ourselves to other people. We try to compare ourselves to us, and when you're getting better, then obviously you're doing things right.
Takes all the pressure off you too.
It does. You don't want to get into comparing yourself to other people. Obviously, you only have control of your own abilities anyway.
All right, let's bring in the kid who won the award for Player of the Year this year. Welcome to the show, Caden.
Thank you.
And I watched you play. How would you describe your playing style?
I don't know. It's more like I just like to get to the rim and knock down threes. It's just kind of more offensively.
I see you creating your own shot. I see you driving, like you said, toward the rim, able to create your own shot, not just a perimeter shooter, but you do like to also shoot from the perimeter. How tall are you?
Right. I just went to the doctor's the other day. I was 6'1".
6'1".
Yeah.
Are you still growing?
I think so.
Okay. And you're a senior to be?
Yes.
Okay. Coach, what was it like coaching Caden this year?
Well, you made a good point right there. We talked to Caden last spring about not being completely reliant on him making threes. I mean, I think he came in, he was more of a, I want to catch and shoot. And obviously that's great when you're making them, but, night in, night out, you don't make them all the time. So we talked about being more versatile as a scorer, and he really took that to heart. He did a great job. Well, he's extremely hard worker. He spends a lot of time in the gym. You have access at Jabot to get in the gym about any time you want, and he takes full advantage of that.
How about the attitude? Is the kid a leader?
He is a leader. He's a leader in a lot of ways, but more than anything else, he's a leader because you got to try to keep up with him because he's in the gym a lot.
Caden, what's it like playing for a legend in Coach Reeder?
It's awesome. I mean, every day he brings it to practice, and it's you know there's no days taking off, and it's just great.
765 wins. Do you ever count the losses?
Oh, yeah, they're over 400. I don't have that number quite at my fingertips as I would the wins, but yeah, it's over 400. We've had a lot of losses and been a lot of bus rides home when we got beat, and that's not a great night.
But I think you have to be proud of those losses. I think people look past those losses. I think everybody counts the wins. I think sometimes you have to congratulate people on suffering through those losses and having that kind of career where you play that many games.
Well, you have to. There's been some losses that have been, I guess you could say, good losses where you finished the night and you said, well, you know what, we did what we could. You felt like, and there's certainly been a lot of games where we won where I wasn't real pleased at the end of the night. So, yeah, I don't think you measure yourself. We said that a few years ago in a newspaper article. Somebody asked me something. I said, this program's never been about wins and losses. It's been about a little bit more than that, I hope.
What's it about?
Well, it's about kids getting better. It's about kids becoming better people. It's about, learning how this relates to life and, relates to the things that you do. And you can be successful without putting up a lot of wins. And, obviously you can only do what you're given. I mean, you can't... We can't compare ourselves again to other people because, for Caden, this was a really good year for him. If he'd have been Bronny James or something, it probably wouldn't have been that good a year.
So you thought this was a one-year gig in 1981.
Yeah, I came from a school up in Central Illinois. I'd been the JV coach. I was 23 years old and didn't really have any desire to be in a private school. I mean, it's like, well, okay, it's in my area. I grew up in Belleville, and I thought, well, I'll take this for a year, and thought we had a chance to be pretty decent that year, and have never left.
Where were you in Central Illinois?
I was up at Cerro Gordo. It's up close to Decatur. I lived in Decatur, and it was a basketball power, I mean, for its size of school. But, yeah, I was a JV coach and wanted to get a varsity job, and they offered me one at Jabot, and as I said, looked at some other things in the first 10, 15 years, but after a while it was pretty apparent that I'm pretty comfortable.
You love it.
I do.
You're from Belleville.
I am.
Did you go to Belleville High School?
Went to Belleville East.
There was an East.
There was an East and West.
Okay.
I was probably about fifth or sixth year of Belleville East, maybe a little bit more than that. I think it started in 66. I graduated in 74.
Okay. Were you a basketball player there?
I was a basketball player, yeah. Not an exceptional one by any stretch.
Who have been your major influences as a coach? Who taught you how to coach?
Who taught me how to coach? Well, I had a good mentor in my first 2 years when I was a varsity or JV coach. The varsity coach there was a guy that was 10 years older than me, and he kind of took me under his wing and kind of showed me some things. I had a good high school coach. Don Otness was there. He really taught fundamentals, and he really showed me a lot of things that needed to be done. And I was fortunate to become good friends with a guy named Dave Shanahan, who coached a lot of different places, including BAC, SWIC, and Belleville West and O'Fallon. So I've had a lot of people that I'm good friends with. Some coaches, Dick Korn and Brad Weathers, that are exceptional coaches, and I've kind of tried to take something from a lot of people.
What's your coaching style? What style will your players play? Is it the same every year, or do you change your offensive game and your defensive strategy depending on your players?
I think we have core values that stay the same, but certainly we don't play the same way every year. We got 180 kids in school, and you know, obviously the abilities, and you know, sometimes you have some size. We've had size a lot of years, and you know, right now we don't. So you don't do exactly the same thing, but you know, we're probably going to play, well, we're not probably, we're going to play man-to-man defense. I think we're going to do it pretty well. We like to think we do anyway. We're going to take good shots. We're going to try to get the ball in the post, even if we're not maybe real big. We're going to try to be post-oriented. But, you know, next year we hope to be a little bit more, I guess, aggressive down the floor, try to be a little more transition-oriented than we are some other years. We've got a Caden's brother is a pretty good little point guard, and I think he can get it up and down a little bit. And Caden and another kid that played for us this year that was a good player, Cameron Hanvey, are pretty good in the open court. So, you know, we'd like to be a little more transition-oriented, but, you know, we'll see how that goes. But we won't deviate from we'll guard people, I hope, and we'll take good shots.
What are you looking forward to in your senior year, Caden?
Probably just the same games. Like, for instance, games this year at Waterloo and Madison is the best games I've ever played in my life. And it was really fun, not only winning them, but just playing in the environment. Just those type of games again, and just looking forward to winning more games and hopefully maybe another regional. Just things like that were really fun this year.
Waterloo, the number one game that you circle on the calendar because it's the in-town rivalry?
For sure. And I used to go to Waterloo, so it's a really big game for me. But just everyone, it's just a fun game to play in.
Do you play any other sports at Jabot?
I do not.
Just focused on basketball?
Yeah. I played soccer my freshman year.
Okay. And are you a teacher, Dennis, at Jabot?
I was until 4 years ago. I retired from teaching 4 years ago.
Okay. But you're still coaching, obviously. What did you teach?
I taught math.
Okay. What are you going to remember about this year, Coach? What are the moments that are going to stand out to you, or what's the takeaway from this year? I know that you talked about how much this team improved, but what are the moments that you think are going to stick with you?
Well, I think, you know, we came back from a couple of years here where it wasn't real basketball. I mean, we didn't have people in the stands. And, you know, again, Caden mentions the Waterloo game, but there was maybe a game or two before that where it started to come together a little bit. We started to get people back in the stands. But the Waterloo game was, you know, was a full house. And I thought both teams played really well. I mean, you know, we got a break late and won, but either team could have won the game. I mean, I remember talking to some of the Waterloo kids, and, you know, it's like, this is why you play. I mean, you know, for something like this, you know, we've got it was just a fun year because, I said, we had really, really good kids, which we have every year at Jabot, but we had kids that really were very coachable, and, you know, that makes it really enjoyable.
Are you the same coach you were 42 years ago?
No, not by any stretch, honestly.
How are you different?
You know, it's you know, these kids probably won't see it, but I'm a lot more positive than I would have been, you know, 30, 40 years ago. Our older kids, you know, I'd say they're not kids, they're 40s and something. They'll say, yeah, you're not on the kids as hard as you used to be when we were there. I think I still am. I still hold them pretty accountable, I think. But we look for more positives. You know, that's the type of kid, you know, that we have these days. And so you coach a little differently in that regard. But, you know, we haven't stopped holding them accountable. I mean, I'm still on them pretty hard when I don't. And like Caden says, we try to do it day in, day out. It's not just game night. It's Monday through Friday.
I want to talk about Keller Williams Marquis. If you're looking to buy or sell a home in the Metro East on the Illinois or Missouri side, please give our partners at Keller Williams Marquis, Jeb and Ginger Blassingame, the chance to serve you. They have offices in Waterloo, O'Fallon, and Edwardsville with more than 130 agents. The Blassingames are a family-owned business that has helped over 5,000 families find just the right home. The Lipes are one of those families. Jeb and Ginger sold our house quickly because they're experts at staging and pricing, and they helped us find the perfect home, and they can do the same for you. No wonder they're ranked in the top 10 real estate teams in North America. Give Jeb and Ginger Blassingame a call at 618-578-9276 or check them out online at blassinggamegroup.com. You will not be disappointed. So we were talking about kids and how you've changed, which I think is normal, and I think what you said is true about 95% 5% of the coaches, as we go through our careers, we get more calm and people feel like we're more calm. Are kids the same as they were?
By and large, they are, yeah. I think they are at Jabot. I'm not sure they are everywhere, but they are at our school. I feel like, I know I've had people tell me, honestly, I don't know how you deal with kids these days. And I said, yeah, I think kids are, they're pretty respectful. I've not noticed a big change in the way they approach me. I feel like, matter of fact, I think we got better kids, more respectful kids now than we had 30, 40 years ago. And that might be because, you know, they kind of patronize the old man a little bit. But, in the old days, I said, I thought we had tougher kids to deal with at times. You know, kids are a little, they're not as competitive. They're not as tough as they might have been 30 years ago. But as far as being respectful and, polite and nice, now there's no difference, and maybe even better.
What about other differences, especially on the peripheral? Now you've got all these clubs. Now you've got social media. Now you've got kids, at least at the next level, entering the transfer portal. Now you've got videos. And parents might be a little bit different now. How about those things on the peripheral? Are those things different?
Parents are probably a little different. They're a little more involved than they would have been 30, 40 years ago. That's for certain. But that's not all bad. I mean, some of that can be good. They have a lot more people in their ear, you know, because of all the social media than they would have had 30, 40 years ago. But I think most of our kids are pretty smart about that. I think they've, you know, I had one parent tell me one time, I tried to say something to my son, and my son said, well, why don't you just let Coach Reeder take care of that, and I'll listen to him, you know. And the dad said, he kind of told me, he said, don't coach me anymore. Let the coaches coach me. And I said, I hope that's the way most of our kids do. I mean, you know, they're your parents. You listen to them. You nod your head. But like I tell our kids, I said, I'm the one deciding whether you play or not. And most of our kids do a pretty good job. And I think most of the parents, I mean, I've been around so long, I think most of the parents kind of go, yeah, let him do what he does. I mean, I'm sure they don't agree with me all the time, but that's fine. I mean, I've got kids. I didn't agree with my coach, the guys that coach them all the time either.
Did your kids play basketball? Did they go to Jabot?
They did. They did. They all played for me. Some of them played other sports. Some of them just played basketball. But they all three played for me, and they were varying levels of players. You know, one of them was a little better than the other ones, and you know, but they all we had problems. All of them had their own problems. I mean, you know, it's hard to coach your own kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What advice would you have for coaches who are about to begin coaching their own children or who are in the middle of coaching their own children?
I would say don't bring it home. You coach them when they're on the floor, and you don't coach them any differently as when you coach other kids, which is, you know, impossible. You know, that's the goal, is to coach them the same way as you coach the other kids. You know, I see a lot of coaches that are harder on their own kids. See a lot of coaches that, you know, give more room. The other, their kids are, you know, they say, you know, hey, let them do some things they wouldn't let other kids do. And either one of them is going to be a problem. But it's really hard to coach your kids the same way as you coach everybody else. Cause you know, I like all our kids. I really like our kids, but I love my kids.
What's the key to being a good coach?
I don't know. There's, you know, you have to understand people, understand kids. I mean, you've got to, you know, I know my brother-in-law was going to coach one time, and my kids said, well, Uncle Timmy, he said, you know, he hasn't coached before. I said, yeah, Uncle Timmy will get those kids to play hard. I'll guarantee you that. You know, he knows how to handle kids in that regard. And I think that's still number one. You got to get kids to play hard, and they got to buy into it. And how you do that is, you know, it still kind of comes down to your own personality. You know, some people do it differently. I've seen guys that don't raise their voice. They get their kids to play hard. I've not figured out how to do that yet, but, you know, I'm not, but I'm not a, I'm a, I'm an adamant guy. I mean, I'm on, but I'm not a yeller, I don't think, in terms of, you know, I don't ever call them names. I don't think that stuff works. I don't think it ever worked. I don't think it worked 40 years ago. I don't think it works today.
No. And there's a difference between doing it well for a year or two and doing it well for 43 years and accumulating 765 wins. If you're going to do it for a long time, and that's a long time. If you're going to do it for four decades, there are some secrets.
There are, and I think the biggest one is, you know, when the kids have to understand that you're in it for them. If they don't get that, if you don't convince them of that, and they think you're there because you want to win games for you, then obviously they're going to feel that. Somewhere along the line, they got to get the idea that, hey, I'm here for you. You're not here for me.
Well said. You love playing for this guy?
Yeah. Sometimes in practice, it's not the best, but
he's tough.
Yeah, I don't think he loves it
every
day.
He seems Coach Reeder seems so nice and mellow right here, but he is admitting that he is a stickler, and I bet you he's the kind of coach that has said more than once, there are no little things, and he's on you about every little thing. Is that fair assessment?
Yeah, that's about nice. He's nice until like 4 or 4:15 rolls around and we start getting after it. That's when it gets real.
Gets tough.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give you a chance to earn some extra credit now. Caden, do you have school tomorrow?
I do.
I want you to think of your classes, yep. And I want you to think of the teacher that might give you extra credit if you said, you know what, I was on a podcast last night for being player of the year, and I told this podcast person that my favorite class is...
Sports PE.
Say it again.
Sports PE.
Sports PE. You need extra credit? You got to teach this kid about politics, coach. He's got to... Okay, you can tell your sports PE teacher tomorrow that you mentioned. What's your sports PE coach's name?
Jim Thompson.
Okay. You're going to tell Jim Thompson, my buddy from the 618 Sports High School Huddle. You're going to tell him you're going to tell him he's the best looking sports podcaster in the Metro East. That's how he describes himself.
All right, I will.
All right, you guys. Coach Reeder, you got to come back. Have you written a book yet?
No, I've not written a book.
You got to get on that. I think you could fill up a book.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know who'd read it, but I could probably fill the book up. You're right there. I would.
Have you ever spoken at a coach's clinic?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What do you focus on when you speak at a coach's clinic?
Try to give people something that they can take back, something usually, you know, specific drills and that type of thing, and just talk about, you know, different teaching points and just emphasize, you know, the relationship with your kids. It's really, you know, important that you have the right relationship with your kids.
Well said. All right. Jabot basketball coach Dennis Reeder and 1A Mespe winner for boys basketball player of the year, Caden Augustine. Guys, thanks so much for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Charlize Lehman of Father McGivney High School, Father McGivney Catholic High School, the 1A girls basketball team of the year. Mespe winners up next. But first, Andy Calloway of Calloway Home Loans saves me money every month now, and he'll save my family thousands in the long run. How? He refinanced my existing mortgage, and he can do the same for you. Rates are low, but they're going up, and you need to take advantage of an easy, fast, and affordable way to refinance. They do conventional FHA and VA loans and ask for the MESP special. If you refinance with Andy, he'll donate $100 to the Metro East High School or junior high team of your choice. He'll give $100 to McGivney Girls Basketball if you want to. Call Andy today at 618-830-3332. Save money and support your favorite team in the Metro East. Charlize, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I love your name, and I don't think I've ever met another Charlize. Is there a story behind your name?
I'm actually named after my grandpa, and his name was Charles, so my parents kind of came up with the female version of Charles.
That is cool. That's a great last. That's a great name.
Thank you.
And you're from kind of a basketball family. We were talking off mic here before we started that I know a bunch of laymans that are basketball people from Granite City.
Oh, yeah. Both my parents played basketball in high school. My grandpa played basketball. It's just pretty much in my blood, I guess.
Your mom's a basketball player too, huh?
Yes.
Does your family get out and play basketball as a family?
Sometimes we do when we have the time because usually we're running around all over the place. But sometimes we play a little two-on-two with me, my dad, my mom, and my brother.
Cute. All right, well, Father McGivney, 1A Mespe winners for Team of the Year. Another great season for McGivney, which is really building a fantastic girls basketball program. And you've been a big part of that, scoring 1,000 points.
Yeah, I've kind of been in the position where I've just seen the program grow so much. When I was a freshman, there were only 5 of us that played, and now I know this incoming year there's about 20 that want to play, so it's just really exciting to see the program continue to grow.
And unfortunately, Coach Aller couldn't be here tonight. I think he's got a bug running around his family. He says he's got some sick ones at his house. But he's done a heck of a job there building that girls program, and he's also the athletic director at McGivney. What's it like playing for Coach Aller?
I love it. He's the best coach I've ever had, my favorite coach I've ever had. He really has a passion for the game, and that just really – he really shows that to the rest of the team, and I think it really helps us put in a lot of work and really want to win.
1,000 points. What's the key to your success in scoring all those points? What are you really good at?
Well, a lot of it was hard work. My freshman year, I was not – the best player, but I just went to everything over the summer, everything that I could go to in the off season, and I think it really improved my game, and that's how I got there.
So how do you score? You shoot from the perimeter a lot? You like to get to the rack? What do you do?
I'm more of a power forward, so I more shoot. A lot of my shots are inside shots.
So you're working hard. Is there a lot of contact down there underneath the rim?
Yes, and usually my opponents are taller than me, so.
Okay. How do you deal with that? Toughness.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
You got to take a lot of abuse down there and a lot of physical play down there, and if you're not ready for it, and especially if you're a little bit undersized, so. And that's probably the result of having maybe a smaller program. How tall are you?
I'm about 5'8".
Okay, I keep asking kids how tall they are, but that's kind of a basketball thing. You know, if you were a soccer player, I wouldn't care how tall you were. No. But if you're going to say that you play in the post some as 5'8", that's not too small.
Yeah, usually the girls that I would go up against are a little taller and a little bigger, so I had to get really strong and tough to kind of play with them.
How did you do that? In the weight room?
Yeah, in the weight room and just a lot of work on the court. Like against some of my older teammates.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. You said next year you're going to go to Lipscomb University in Nashville.
Yes.
Any idea what you want to study?
I'm planning on trying mechanical engineering.
Wow.
Yes.
Good for you.
Thank you.
And you're going to leave basketball behind, at least on the varsity level at Lipscomb, which is a Division I basketball program. They've qualified for the NCAA's tournaments, at least on the men's side, I've noticed before. What are you going to miss about playing basketball at McGivney next year when you are at Lipscomb?
Probably the relationships that I built with my teammates. A lot of them have become some of my closest friends, and we just have a lot of good memories. But I will miss basketball, but just all of the memories that I've made while playing basketball are just really what I'm going to miss.
Okay. I'm going to talk about this season in particular, this 24-9 season here in a second. But first, Oak Brook Golf Club, located northeast of Edwardsville. Oak Brook Golf Club is a family-owned 27-hole public golf facility. Their goal is to offer the highest quality golf experience for a reasonable fee. Oak Brook is consistently recognized for awards such as friendliest staff, best course to host a fundraiser, and best senior scramble in the bi-state area. From fundraisers to leagues to instruction to an afternoon out on the links by yourself, the Brook wants to win your business. I've personally played and hosted multiple golf scrambles there, and I can attest, Mike Surrey and his staff are the best. To book your tee time or to start organizing your next fundraising scramble, give them a call at 656-5600 or check them out online at oakbrookgc.com. Love the Brook. You ever play golf?
When I was in middle school, I did, but I decided not to play in high school.
Oh, so you actually played some competitive golf?
Yeah, I did the junior PGA for, I think, 2 years.
Very good. At Oak Brook?
Yes.
There you go. You'll go back and play golf in your life, don't you think?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to do something.
Are you athletic. Are you a super competitive person?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that was the main force behind your success at McGivney on the basketball court was your competitiveness. You hate to lose, right?
Yes, I hate to lose.
Okay. And you didn't lose. You only lost 10 times last year, including your last game, or you were 24-9 or 24-10. You guys won a lot. What was the strength of your team?
This year?
Yeah.
Well, this year, the team dynamic kind of changed from when I was a freshman. Well, I guess an underclassman to an upperclassman. I feel like this year we were more offense-oriented. Like, we had a lot of talent offensively, which is kind of different than what I've been used to. Usually we have a really, really strong defense. We had a strong defense this year, but our offense was just so much different than it had been in past years. So I really think that helped us, especially against those bigger schools.
And you played some bigger schools this year. When you say bigger, you mean bigger in terms of numbers or bigger kids? Both?
I'd say both. Just because if you have more people to pick from, you're obviously going to have like taller girls or taller.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to remember about this season? I know what you're going to miss. You're going to miss the girls. But give me some moments you're going to remember from this season. Oh. Second place in the conference. Regional finalists?
Yeah, that's a tough question.
I'm here to ask the tough questions. When you play back the film of this year, what's in that montage? Is it running line drills at practice? Does coach make you run a lot?
Yeah, sometimes.
Were there any particular wins? Because I'm looking at your schedule and you had 24 wins to pick from. Tough last loss to Carlisle, the good 2-point win in the first round of the playoffs over Christ Our Rock.
Yeah. Well, okay, this game wasn't a win, but we played Staunton in our Christmas tournament for the championship, and we were down by about 10, and we crawled back, and we only lost by, I think it was about 1 point. So that was really
That's one exciting. You're going to remember.
Yes.
How about the win against the non-varsity opponent, Father McGivney, 54 against non-varsity opponent? And they don't put the team there. I wonder what was going on there. Do you remember who that was against? Who knows? Good win over Jabot, 65. You doubled up a lot of. You really put up some big numbers against a lot of the smaller schools around here, and you really had to play some bigger schools to be challenged. That's kind of what it looks like. What it looks like to me, even a good win over Granite City, you doubled up. Doubled up their score too, so you know, really looks to me like you had a fantastic year.
Yes, this was actually the toughest schedule we've ever had, and I really think that as Coach Aller adds more hard teams onto the schedule, the team's just going to get better and better.
Tough loss to Waterloo, 51-44, but again, that's a higher class, a larger class of school for McGivney to go up against. What has the basketball experience at McGivney given you?
Well, I've learned a lot of valuable lessons just besides, like, learning how to play basketball. Coach Aller made us arrive at least 15 minutes early to practice. We had to be on the court 10 minutes before practice started. So being punctual, like, just having the ability to move on from your mistakes, because in a basketball game, if you miss a shot, you have to learn pretty quick to just get over it and keep playing, and just things like that.
Well, you guys had a great year again this year, and now I'm going to give you a chance to get a little bit of extra credit in one of your classes tomorrow. So you got your first day back at school tomorrow after spring break, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to be able to go to one of your teachers tomorrow and say, you know what, I was on this podcast to talk about basketball, but I told the podcast host that you were my favorite teacher and this is my favorite class. And that teacher is almost assuredly going to give you some extra credit, don't you think? So pick wisely. Pick wisely. Last guest picked PE, which I don't understand how this kid needs extra credit in PE. I would have picked something harder. So what teacher, what class are you looking forward to seeing tomorrow after a good long week of spring break?
I'm scared I'm going to get in trouble if I don't say some people.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I guess I'm excited to see Miss Severani. She's my calculus and physics teacher.
Sounds like a hard class.
Yeah.
But if you're interested in engineering, you got to do well in that class, right?
Yeah, I love those classes. I'm a math-oriented person, so I just love it.
Good for you.
Thank you.
You're gonna be great at Lipscomb. I'm sure they've got a fantastic engineering and math program for you. If you keep working hard like you are in the basketball floor in the engineering classroom, in the math classroom, you're gonna be just fine. Charlize Lehman, Father McGivney, Catholic High School Girls Basketball Mespy winners for 1A Team of the Year. Thanks so much for coming by. And for our other guests, Kelby Zupan of Civic Memorial High School, Dennis Reeder and Caden Augustine of Jabot Catholic High School, and for partners, Cassens Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, Callaway Home Loans, Keller Williams Marquee, Jeb and Ginger Blasting Game, Integrity Spine and Joint Center, Front Office Fiduciary Network, Oak Brook Golf Club, and Rosenthal License and Title Services. Our engineers, Brian Croc and Everett Hicks, thank you for listening to the Metro East Sports Podcast, talking all things sports in the Metro East. Charlize, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.